Monday morning, Columbia, South Carolina. It's the Next Level Podcast. Of course, the Next Level Podcast is a podcast that covers all things Ridgeview sports from Ridgeview High School right here in Columbia, South Carolina. Meet the student athletes, coaches, staff, and more that make View County truly next level. Ridgeview High School competes in Region 5, 4A of the South Carolina High School League, has been serving the Northeast Columbia community since 1995. We have, wait a minute, we say 12 state championships. How many state champions do we have now?
We're going to add one to that number. We got 13.
13. That is Coach Warren Yor saying it for the first time officially. 13 state championships and 13 state runners-up during our existence here. You can learn more about our athletic department at RidgeviewSports.com and, of course, across all social media platforms at Ridgeview Sports. It's a special Monday. I'm Brian Rosefield, athletic director here at Ridgeview High School. I'm joined by our esteemed track coaches, Coach Charles Proctor and Coach Warren Yor.
What's going on?
Morning, top of the morning.
Fresh off a state championship Friday night in girls track and field. Coach Yor, congratulations to you again.
Oh, man, thank you so much, man. It's definitely a blessing, man, and just so excited for the kids.
It's a special deal. We're going to get all into Friday night. We're going to talk about the season. But this is your first state championship since what year, Coach Yor?
Ooh, 2018, man. 5 years.
5 years.
5 years. It was time.
Hey, this is one I've been waiting on. I've been waiting to sit down at this mic since Friday because we are going to dig all into the process of what went into this magical evening this last Friday night, man. So I can't wait for all the we've had a front row seat to it, but I definitely would love for the listeners to get a background check on everything that was going on this season and everything that led up to the magical night.
Oh yeah.
So, Coach Yor, obviously Friday night, as we've talked about a lot on this podcast, we talk about winning championships, and that's great, but championship cultures. Yep. And watching you run your program with your staff, with your girls, with your families, within this Ridgeview community, it really is special. And I bring up that 2018 for a reason. You've been doing this work for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. First-class coach, first-class man that – knows it's the amount of track and field and speed work and everything that you know it's immense. There's not a word that will describe what you know and how you're able to coach. Take us through an overview from the off season, what you were seeing in the off season leading into the season, just take us through what you were seeing as it led up to Friday night.
Oh, man, to be honest with you, it kind of started before the beginning of this season, you know. If I'm being truthful and honest, I saw this vision 2 years ago, you know. When you bring up 2018 and that championship with those girls, Linnea and JoJo and, you know, Aaliyah Morgan, Aaliyah Brooks, you know, those were some special girls. Had a chance to possibly, you know, go back to back with those girls. You know, I told them I'll take that, you know, on the chin there. But I saw that in this group that competed this year. So, you know, we started training 1st of October with, you know, getting into the weight room. So, you know, definitely shout out to our strength and conditioning coach, Coach Bond.
Let's go, Bond.
Hey, yes, sir.
He put you know, he came in jumping straight into the deep end. Hey, what do you need? What you want from me? Coach Proctor and I, you know, gave him the schedule. He put up the plan together, and that's where it all started, man. Just getting stronger, getting flexible, and then these girls were just dialed in from day one, you know, dialed in from day one. So, questions away, man. Let's roll.
All right. So what was it about this group? I know you said, you know, they reminded you a little bit of the 2018 group, but you know. From year to year, everything, you know, changes a little bit. What was it about this group that you said you saw last year? What was it about the group that you knew that they had the shot of competing for the state championship?
I think the main thing was the spark that they saw in that I saw in their eyes when they came just short of hitting goals that they had for them last year. And you know, speaking with a lot of them, they had some very lofty goals. And we didn't quite hit those goals, but we were darn close. And so we've seen that and seen the, you know, how these girls bought into the training program and how they hit the workouts. I'm like, we're there. You know, you just have to believe it. And, right. you know, going into this year, I saw that change, that light switch. And like I said, that reminded me of that 2018 team. So I was like, you know what? These girls are focused this year. They got a different mentality. They got a different aura to them. Like they were finally starting to walk and talk and train like champions. And I said, you know what? This is going to be a special year.
CP, I'm gonna call back some of our previous episodes here.
Okay.
So 2 weeks ago, you know, Coach, you're an avid podcast listener for the Next Level Podcast. We appreciate that too.
Yes, sir.
But 2 weeks ago, we talked about avoiding demands and the human propensity to not want to do that work. And last week, we talked about, does failure really exist? And that answer there, I'm hearing that those girls had lofty goals. They didn't hit them. They were darn close. And then they bought into the training program with Coach Bonds, with you, with Coach CP, with all your coaches. And they showed up and they did the work. And they were able to hoist a trophy because of it. And they did that with the backdrop of a championship culture. That's what champions do. They show up. They failed. We've talked about that. They failed a little bit. They didn't meet their goals.
Right.
And yet they said, they didn't sit there, okay, well, I just didn't meet my goals. What's next? Like, no. Like, what's next? Like, I want to meet this goal. I want to show back up. I'm going to get at it. And they did. Does that fit with what you're talking about?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And you know, I try to tell my girls, you know, week in and week out, it's okay not to be great all the time. But as long as we do enough good things in a great way, then success will follow.
I like that. Don't have to be great all the time, but as long as you do enough good things.
Yeah, I take that, Bo. Jot that down.
Yeah. I like that one, Bo.
And that's the building the habits thing from last week's episode with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Ooh, I think I got it.
First time. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. Talking about, like, we're going to come back next year. We're going to build good habits. We're going to show up. There's an author and speaker, James Clear, jamesclear.com, y'all, if y'all have not checked out James Clear. He talked about, in a recent email, about the value of an hour and how it applies to future goals. Just spend an hour. If it's, again, to talk about the certification that I'm trying to get, like, can I spend an hour, at least an hour every day reading, studying, taking tests, going over, you know, and so I can then be the person that I want to be in the future. And that's, again, what I'm hearing. But habits, every day, showing up, getting it done.
Right. Man, look, and it's good that you brought that up, too, you know, because I think a lot of listeners, fans, parents, you know, I don't know if they – understand how much work us as coaches put in,
right?
I mean, literally every day me and Proctor are bouncing ideas off each other. Hey, this is what I'm thinking about doing, and then he'll challenge me, well, why are you doing it that way? Well, you know what, so if I can't explain it, then why, you know, saying, then why am I doing it? Why would somebody else do it, you know? And then looking at all of the, you know, all of the trainings that we go to, you know, going to all of these different clinics, trying to you know, constantly better ourselves so we can provide that information to, you know, send to our girls, man. And, you know, I mean, you're talking about hours of videotaping and rewatching film of these kids running, trying to figure out different mechanics, because everyone is different, you know. I mean, I had to literally, for one of my athletes, I literally had to scrap everything that I did with her last year and try to figure up a new plan to make sure by last Friday, we were going into that meet as healthy as possible. So everything I thought that was good, crumble up, throw it in the trash. You know, I got to come up with something different. And it worked, you know, so.
And those are the things that I know we want to get into the actual meet Friday night, because what a story. But those are the things that I said what I said earlier for a reason. The amount of track and field that you know specifically, how much of an expert that you are, and y'all know this, like, I don't mind talking about some of my expectations for coaches here publicly. One of them is to work to be overqualified.
Yep.
I want a college. I want a professional organization or somebody to call me up and say, why is so-and-so coaching at Ridgeview High School? They are a professional level coach. What y'all, both of y'all, but specifically about you, you're a professional level coach.
Most definitely.
And so all of these things about the girls not meeting their goals, they showed back up, they, you know, buying into the process. Well, that's because they trusted you.
Right.
And that level of trust as a student athlete, as families and our coaches, that's huge. That's huge. But it does, they trust you because of the work that you put in. And both of y'all going to these national conventions, like you said, sitting down with people and picking their brains, figuring out what's a better way to do this. What's a better way? I got to get better. I got to better because our kids' experience is better.
Right.
Yep. And no better way to see that than Friday night.
Right.
Yep. Coach, as we all go through parts of the season to where we think we have it under wraps, mm-hmm. and then something happens, mm-hmm. and we start to question. Mm-hmm. Were there any parts of the season where you questioned whether or not y'all could really do it?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about that.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, I'll even speak on one of the athletes that had a phenomenal night, Dania Staley. You know,
shout out to Big Staley. Look, I've finally said it on a large national scale. Dania Staley is now officially known as Big Dog Staley. I called her Little Dog all season, and she hates it. I finally said it openly. Dania is officially the Big Dog.
Oh, yeah. Hey, but, I mean, you know, for her, phenomenal night. I mean, second in the 100, state champion in the 2, state champion in the 4.
With a big PR in the 400, too. Oh, my god.
55.3, man.
55.3. She got busy.
Dropped the hammer. Goodness.
But you know, there were some times during our training process where it's just like, okay, we know we're not 100% healthy. You know, come through a week or so and okay, we can't train like we want to because now we're nursing injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, we've kind of been down this road before. Why does this keep happening? You know, so now for myself it's like, okay, let me double back. What did I do last year to kind of change up to get a slightly healthy? What is anything that I did the same?
Mm-hmm.
Like what is really going on? So now I'm thinking in my head, like, okay, this is starting to happen again. And I know we were just fell slightly short last year. So it's mm-hmm. like, okay, well, we got to be almost perfect, you know? But like I said, hats off to her, man. She's just such a dominant athlete, and she's just so strong.
Right.
You know, she was able to wield her way to a phenomenal night. So,
right. And to piggyback on that, you know, in order for a team to win a state championship, you need a few mm-hmm. phenomenal athletes. You know, sometimes you have your outliers where they have just one that can just load up everything, and then you know you have some people that can fill in here and there. But you have a few on this team, mm-hmm. like Nala Tobin.
Nala, yeah.
I mean, for the season she's had, talk to me about our phenomenal new school record holder in the long jump.
Oh, yeah.
One of SC's top long jumpers ever. You know, talk to me about Miss Tobin.
Yeah, so just to kind of go back to what I said there about 2 or 3 minutes earlier about scrapping out the whole plan.
Like, right.
She was one I had to scrap the whole plan, you know. Coming into the season, you know, we knew we had, you know, some issues that we had to clear up and get stronger here physically.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, shout out going to the clinic and seeing some coaches from the collegiate level that I built great relationships with. And, you know, they gave me a couple ideas. And, you know, we didn't do a lot of jumping this year.
No.
We did. I do a lot of jumping this year. I literally had to change everything that we did together.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, shoot, come out, jump 19.3 in the long jump at you know, for a lower state, and that was a huge jump for her.
Yes, because her previous PR was 18 what?
18, I want to say 18, one and a half, 18, two.
Whole foot?
So a whole foot, you know?
Let's go.
I mean, and you know, as soon as she hit the board, I knew it. And I think she knew it in the air, too, and it kind of shocked her, but she, you know, said she followed through with coaching and hit that mark, and that was great. You know, and then she comes back and you know, anchors 4x1 at the state meet that ran a, you know, tied our season best with 48-4, you know, finished second overall.
Monster anchor leg,
you know. So, man, look here. Nala came through for us. That was one. Another one, my freshman, my baby. Hey, if you don't know the name now, Alana Valentine.
Look here.
Individuals are going to be hearing her name quite a bit.
Extremely special
for the next 3 years.
Yep.
She is extremely special.
You know, I mean, coming in, I knew she had talent. You know, I knew there was a lot of things mechanically we had to focus on, and that was the main thing this year. You know, I wasn't really, I'm going to be truthfully honest, I wasn't really expecting her to do too much in all of the events that she did, and she proved me wrong. I mean, she is a quiet assassin.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't say much, doesn't get flustered. You know, sometimes it kind of made me nervous. I mean, CP said all.
look, it's been plenty of days I sat there like, Warren, I can't read her.
Right.
Because she, there's nothing, there's no flinching.
Yeah.
Face right. doesn't change, whether happy, sad, mad, you don't know. Mm-hmm. And it's, but this, that's some, it's, like you said, it's something very assassin-like about mm-hmm. her, which I just love. But you can't read her.
You can't.
Yeah, y'all know. Like I'm an observer. I'm always watching people and watching people's reactions, and not that I can peg people and put them in a box like, oh, this is this type of person. But I can kind of get a feel for what's about to come. And I'm the same way. Like I'm kind of look at her sometimes. I'm like, okay, what are we? Oh, and she. I mean, listen, she showed up in a huge way. I mean, all season, but especially Friday night.
Huge way. You know. Going into the long jump, she hit a personal best 17-3 in the long jump at Lower State. Was able to squeeze in, and then, you know, we get to the state meet and, you know, we hit 17-1 and we're like, okay, are we in there? Maybe kind of sorta, just squeezed in to make the finals, and ended up squeezing out a point for us, and that was huge.
Because that wasn't expected.
It wasn't expected.
Yeah.
You know? I think we were literally on the outside, like maybe going in 12th,
right.
You know, in the long jump. Come into the four. I think we had the four fastest time coming in. She looked at me and I just said, hey, why shoot for a ribbon when we can get a medal? But I lied to you not. That young lady fought that last 100, 120 meters, ran a personal best with her time. Pulled out a third place finish, which was huge for us at the time because we were down, you know, in a good many points to Westwood at the time. And then her coming into the 200, being able to score points out of that first heat. I actually rewatched the 200 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Valentine was sixth or seventh
coming off the curve. Yep.
Oh.
And finished second in that heat.
Gosh.
But, hey.
She's a fighter, bro.
Fighter. So, I mean, she had a monster day, you know. And then, of course, you know, you always got to have those individuals that, you know, those key role players, you know. So, I mean, I talked about the 4x1, you know, with the senior Cassidy leading off that 4x1. Great leg.
Yes.
You know. And then the second leg, you know, Ms. Jaya Love, you know, a little inconsistent here and there. But the way that she stepped up to the plate, on Friday night, you know, that was the key. She was that key leg because I knew my third leg was, you know, consistent all year long.
Mrs. Reliable.
It's reliable. You know, hey, if anytime I need something to go right, I know if I put it in her hands, I'm going to get exactly what I need.
Yes, sir.
You know, but I mean, hats off to Jaya, man. She ran a very strong second leg for us to keep us in the mix. Because, you know, going in, we were probably projected third, maybe fourth, you know. And I think going into Nala's leg, I mean, we were right there with South Florence, who was, you know, we thought was the foregone conclusion that they were going to win it.
Right.
You know? So, hey, great performances, man.
Okay. Coach, let's talk about some of the other ones we had. Because, I mean, Well, first of all, I even get it to him. Shout out to Coach Carl Massenberg, our hurdle coach. The hurdles were big this weekend. The hurdles were big this weekend. And so, I mean, yeah, let's talk about some of these. Let's talk about some of these other ladies as well. Starting off with these hurdlers.
Yeah, man. So, look here, my senior, Jada Dooley. You know, it's funny to take her back to her sophomore year, and I told her, I said, hey, you know, I think we can be a hurdler. And she fought me tooth and nail. Like, coach, I don't think I can do this. I'm not coordinated enough. And I was like, well, I wouldn't suggest it if I didn't think you could do it.
Yep. Right.
You know, and to see her, you know, qualify for the state meet and both the 100 hurdles and the 400 hurdles, that was huge for her, you know. And then for her being in the unseeded section of the 100 hurdles and, you know, ran a season best, a personal best for her, 16.56, I believe, and was able to, you know, secure a place spot. That was huge for us, and that was huge for her, just from a confidence standpoint,
yeah. Right.
You know, to say, hey, you know, we've been telling you this all year long. You had it in it. We just got to go and perform.
Right.
And shout out to Carl Massenberg, man. He worked her from a mechanical standpoint, from a conditioning standpoint, from a mental standpoint, you know.
She clears hurdles easily and effortlessly, and that's a testament to Carl, a testament to Jada. It was beautiful to watch.
Right, but, right. And then, of course, you take it to Miss Reliable, Miss Ariana Washington. Going into the season, you know, she was like, coach, you know, I really want to try triple jump. Okay, you know, it's your senior year. Hey, let's make a shake. Let's rock with it, you know. Did a little triple jump here and there, but then I'm looking at how 4A is conforming, and I'm like, you know what? We're decent in a quarter mile.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see about putting some barriers in front of you, see how that shakes. And she was a little, I don't know, coach. Just trust me, you know. And
trust the process, baby.
Right, trust the process, yeah. Right? And, you know, I mean, steady, easier. Every time she ran the hurdle, she got faster, you know. And so going into region, I'm saying, hey, if you believe it and dream it, it'll happen. You say you want to make the state meet in an individual event. If you want it bad enough, you'll have it. And, I mean, going lower state, rocked it out. PR 110. Come to lower state. Goes 109 PR. I'm like, okay, that's great. We may have a little bit more in us, though. And to come to the state meet and to run 108.3, I'm like, wow. But, Carl, hey, thank you.
Definitely, but a huge shout-out to Carl.
Thank you.
Coach, you had a pretty balanced attack, mm-hmm. You know. A lot of times in our state, when you see a lot of state championship teams, a lot of them are – two or three disciplines deep,
mm-hmm.
You know, you were literally ever able to cover every single discipline.
Mm.
Talk to us about your throwers, man.
Hey, shout out to Coach Angel Brooks. That's been my
definitely.
Guy for many, many years, you know. Coached his daughters, Leah Brooks, you know, shout out for her for helping me get my first championship here. Angel Brooks, he definitely stayed on those throwers, you know, day and night, you know. And so, you know, we had our senior Janelda. She'll be, you know, furthering her career at USC Upstate. Mm. You know, going into the night, started off with discus. You know, discus didn't go as we hoped, you know,
right.
You know, so now we got a little bit of adversity because we didn't make the finals, you know, and we knew she had the arm to possibly place third, you know. So when that didn't go well, you know, Coach Brooks and, you know, some the Ridgeview staff, you know, shout out to Coach Mo that was there supporting us as well. You know, got to her, hey, we got to focus. You know, there's still something else out here in play. So
and hold on, coach. I'm sorry to cut you off. Y'all, yeah. Coach Mo is not a track coach.
Oh, no.
This is our head volleyball coach. Mm-hmm. So when we tell y'all there's something special at Butte County, this is another head coach coming to support kids that is not in her sport and was able to reel her back in to get her ready for the next event. Mm-hmm. Y'all, that's family.
Yep.
That's family. That's love. Mm-hmm. Huge shout out to Coach Mo.
Huge shout out to Coach Mo. Thank you, Coach.
right.
But, you know, Janetta comes back, focuses up, and, you know, was able to get a fourth-place finish, fourth-place finish in the shot put. So that was definitely huge for us to, you know, allow us the opportunity to win a state championship.
Yeah.
And then also got a baby, a freshman, Paris. Paris Osmond, man.
The only freshman in the state championship in the shot.
Only freshman. You know, got some great news the day before, because initially, you know, she wasn't slated to throw, but you know, we got some great news from you know, some little mess up here and there. We was able to get her in at the last minute, you know. So definitely hats off to Coach Proctor for you know, helping that situation out there, man. But just the fact that, you know, being the only freshman there. That was huge for the program and huge for her to say, hey, you know, if we stay focused and
right.
You know what I'm saying, and stay with the craft, hey, this can be you for the next 3 years.
Right, a little confidence wise, look, it definitely feel like sky's is the limit.
Oh yeah.
After that one, Coach, it's been a long time since it was a specific event group has competed at the state championship on the girls' side. Let's talk about the 4x8 for me.
Oh, hey, look. definitely got to give my hats off to Coach Stackhouse.
Shout out to Stack.
Coach, you know. Stackhouse. Michael Stackhouse.
He's been definitely pressing to have some type of distant present at the state meet. You know, I think the last time we had something there was 2017, I believe it was. So shout out to those girls, man. Miss Chapman, Lydia.
There you go. Yep.
Who is a phenomenal athlete, one of our star soccer players as well.
Freshman.
Right. Freshman. Ariel Mazik, huge run for her. Samaria Smith, dual athlete, plays basketball with us as well. And then shout out Miss Dennis and our Dennis, first year running.
Freshman.
You know, so hey.
Sounds like a lot of youth on that side, Coach. It's a lot of youth over there. I don't know if the rest of the coaches are listening, but that bodes for those are problems going forward with all this youth. That means it's a lot coming back. So, Coach, we've talked about some of the individual events and you know, how the ladies did their thing in the individual events, yeah. And in the relays. Coach, walk us through. Put us in your mind. Mm-hmm. 4x1 goes off. We get second. Mm-hmm. We get an extra couple extra points that we weren't expecting. I delivered the dreadful news of the discus.
Yeah.
And throughout the night. Just take us on that roller coaster.
Oh, man. So, highs and lows. Highs and lows, man. You know, and to be honest with you, I thought we pulled the 4x1 out. I thought we got first. So, I'm extremely high. Counting points. But then I see Westwood got third. I'm like, oh, that's a huge bump there for them, you know. Going through the night, you know, Dania gets the points that, you know, so I figured we was going to get from her. We already knew that Westwood was going to be strong in both of the hurdles and the long jump, you know. So I kind of knew what was coming from that end. And so by the time I got that, you know, the news by discus, I'm like, okay. I really need to start seeing where we are, you know. and we were down a good bit, until that 400 came through and we got that. We went 1-3 in the 400. I was like, okay, we back in this thing now, but it's going to be tight. Coach, you already said it's going to come down to the 4x4. I didn't want it to come down to the 4x4.
Y'all, he is lying. We live for that. We want it to come down to the 4x4 at View right. County. He is lying to you guys.
Hey, come on, man. Come on. look here. When I say I was probably on pins and needles waiting for the shot put results to come through and getting – two different pieces of information about the shot that had me ecstatic to having me frustrated all at the same time. It's just like, okay, y'all playing with my nerves now, you know. But hey,
what happened with the shot, coach?
So before the 4x4s go off during the 32, I get the message, okay, I think we're in fourth place. Okay. So looking at the points where we are, we were down 7. We get those points, we down by 2. All right, bet. I pull my 4x4 to the side. Hey, this is the situation, you know. We win it, we co-champions. Girls looked a little disappointed, but I'm saying, hey, it's still a championship.
Still a champion.
Right? As the girls are getting onto the track, I get a phone call from my throws coach. Coach, you never believe this. They say we got third in the shot. I almost dropped my phone in excitement. So now in my head, it's like, shoot. Well, if I got to put my dogs against somebody else's dogs, I'm betting on my dogs.
All day long.
All day long, right? We win the 4x4, running a season best. And now I'm like, this is it. We finally done it. We got this championship, and it's outright. And as soon as they cross the line, I'm hearing the results of the of the shot put. In fourth place from Ridgeview. What? Wait a minute. Boom. Let's rewind this because you just told me we were third. So now it goes back from, hey, we outright winners. Okay. But you know what? It's championship is still a championship.
It is.
We still accomplished a great, great goal. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, do you want to win it outright? Yes. But the main thing is, did we win it?
Winning it.
You won it. Yeah. And obviously, several things here are at play. Westwood being co-champions with us here. But we're state champions. I mean, that's the thing. Yes. And it was fascinating for me to be a fly on the wall watching y'all both work, but in this case, you work and try to figure out where do we stand? How do we look? Because for listeners that don't understand how track is computed, obviously the more kids that you can get to the state meet, the better.
Correct.
Because now you have a chance to score, have more kids score to earn points. So they earn points, but they earn points for the team, so get more kids through to the state meet. That's a big deal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And there's no scoreboard. Like, people in the stands is just kind of looking around like, what's going on? So y'all are all looking at your phones, looking at the live results, and trying to figure out, like, and then the field events are a little bit different because they have to wait to get certified. Those aren't going to pop right up. And so to be able to be a fly on the wall and listen to Coach CP making the announcements, shout out to the Track and Field Coach Association, and CP did a great job on the mic all night.
Thank you.
And to have him say that, and for you to hear that for the first time, like, oh, we're fourth. Okay, well, now we still need to win it. And that was the thing that I loved. Like, y'all know I'm super interested in peak performance, mm-hmm. getting kids, getting coaches, getting humans to perform at their best level, and how, for me, I think it's important to have a little level of anxiety, a little bit of stress, especially when it comes to competition, because that's going to spur somebody on, in this case, your girls, to perform at their best. But I was sitting there watching you, and I'm like, all right, I'm trying to manage my energy. I'm like, let me breathe. And here comes some other folks that are coming up like, coach, you ready? What do you think? And I could kind of see you kind of going up and down. I'm like, y'all just relax. Like, let's just manage. He's got a job to do, and wondering how your girls were going to perform. And boy,
did
listen.
They? Yeah. Did they?
I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen, we've had a lot of championship performances here at Ridgeview. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever seen a team know what they needed to do mm-hmm. for four young ladies to know what they needed to do for you to clearly communicate it, whether we had fourth or third in the shot put, it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. They knew what they needed to do to win a state championship, and they went out and dadgum did it.
I mean, they dominated that event.
Wasn't close.
Dominated.
From the gun. Yes. Shout out to our super freshman, Alana Valance. She put it out of the water. It was it was done after the first leg, and then the second leg, mm-hmm. and the third leg, mm-hmm. and the anchor leg. It just, the lead just continued to increase.
Yes. Look here, Dave. But almost, I want to say, lost words, man. You know, it was to see them dominate and to put it all out in the line, knowing they're tired, you know, body is starting to hurt. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter until we get that baton across the line for that, you know, after that anchor leg.
Right.
You know, we got to secure this thing.
Right.
How bad do you want it? And by God, shoot. They wanted it, man. They wanted it, so.
It was incredible. Again, what a night, what a season, what a process. CP, any final thoughts about it, man?
Hey, I just want to give a special shout out to the man across from me. Legendary career, and it's just getting started. I think one of the, as we're talking and we're talking about, you know, the girls and their performances this year, and I think we've talked about this on a podcast earlier in the year, Coach Rose, Warren provided a safe place for them to grow through everything. And for the people that are behind the scenes, again, he gave them a place to grow. And to watch these young ladies trust the process all year, trust the coaching, even when things weren't going right. Mm-hmm. Like Coach talked about earlier, everything wasn't always peaches and cream,
right?
You know, with whether it was injuries, mental things, whatever. But again, the culture that has been cultivated here by Coach Year and the rest of the staff, man, is just, I think we're going to see something special from this group of young ladies for a very long time. And I'm just glad that I get a front row seat to it. And Coach, again, huge congratulations.
Oh man, thank you, brother, man. Hey, I'm just thankful that, you know, I have you, you know, sitting by my side to keep me level headed. And you know, sometimes when I feel like I'm going off the deep end, you know, saying, you kind of help me, help reel me back in. Like,
y'all, hey, I'm laughing because look here.
It's like, man, it's gonna be all right. And I'm like, all right, that's what you say, man. And, you know, just that's what your mouth say. But this is what I'm seeing. Everything is gonna be fine.
Oh yeah.
So,
oh yeah.
You know, saying definitely thank you, man. Thank you,
my man.
You mentioned it earlier, CP. It's family. It's love. Core value. It's unity. All in this together. To see y'all work together and to see that I feel like I was a little bit of more of a fly on the wall to be able to record that conversation right there between you guys. I know y'all's relationship is deep and runs deep, is very special. Coach Yore, for just another time, I'm going to be saying it for a while. Congratulations to you, your kids.
GOAT status. GOAT status.
Talk to me.
We're going to be celebrating with you at lunch with your girls. It's a parade here at Ridgeview High School around Ridgeview High School. Again, something else that we do. It's just, we're going to celebrate it. So we're going to get prepared for that. And then y'all, I believe y'all have an awards banquet or award ceremony to get ready for too as well. Yes. So that's going to be great. Big time celebration coming for that. And again, congratulations. And we appreciate you listening to the Next Level Podcast. We'll be back on Monday with another episode. I believe this is going to be Coach Proctor, Coach Burris, and me talking. I think I'm going to be on the other side of the microphone.
This should be fun. Let's go.
That's going to be an interesting one. So we will catch you next week on the Next Level Podcast.